All right, so are you ready to dive into Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us?
Let's do it.
This book, it's one of those that everyone's talking about, and I gotta admit, romance novels aren't usually my thing, but
Yeah.
this one seems to have gotten everyone's attention, and not just for the love story part.
Definitely not.
So
Yeah, it tackles some heavier stuff.
it does, and we're working with excerpts directly from the book itself today, so no spoilers, just a little taste to see if it's something you might want to check out. So what grabbed you right away? What was that thing?
Well, the opening scene was really captivating.
Okay.
We meet Lily, our main character, and she's on a rooftop right after her father's funeral.
Oh, wow.
And she's feeling, well, all kinds of things. And then this brooding, handsome neurosurgeon just walks in. His name is Ryle.
Wait, hold on, neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already interested. But Lily doesn't just like fall head over heels for him right away, right?
Well, not at all.
Yeah.
Hoover writes Lily with this really witty inner voice, so it's almost like you're in her head with her.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and you
Yeah.
can tell she's not easily swayed, but there's definitely something there, a spark between them, and it
Yeah.
gets really interesting fast.
Oh, okay. Tell me more. What happens?
So they end up playing this game. It's called Naked Truths, where they just reveal secrets to each other,
Oh, wow.
which is pretty vulnerable when you barely know someone, right?
Yeah, definitely. Makes you wonder what kind of secrets they're hiding and like what's going to come out as the story unfolds.
Exactly. And it's not just Ryle with secrets.
Right.
So through Lily's diary entries, we start to get glimpses into her past, and it's pretty clear she's carrying some
Oh
baggage.
yeah, the diary entries. I loved those. They
Yeah.
were addressed to Ellen DeGeneres, which
Yes.
I just thought was so adorable,
It's
but
so cute.
they reveal a lot about her childhood too, and we meet Atlas, this boy who's living in an abandoned house, and it sounds like he played a pretty significant role in her life.
Yeah, he did. And there are hints about Lily's parents' relationship, too. Hoover doesn't come right out and say it in these early excerpts, but you get this feeling that things weren't great at home.
Which makes you wonder how that's going to influence her relationship with Ryle,
Right.
right? Especially since you mentioned the book deals with domestic abuse.
Right, for sure. It definitely sets up this tension underneath everything. Like, is Lily subconsciously drawn to this pattern that she's familiar with?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Lily with this complicated past, this mysterious Atlas. And then there's Ryle, the, seemingly perfect neurosurgeon.
But I bet there's more to him than meets the eye, huh?
Oh, definitely. He's like, I hate relationships and kids. But then he's clearly drawn to Lily.
Oh, classic romance novel trope. Says he doesn't want love, but secretly does.
Totally.
But in this case, it sounds like maybe there are some deeper reasons why he doesn't want to commit.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Okay.
And then, just to make things even more interesting, her business partner, Alyssa, turns out to be Ryle's sister. Talk about a small world. Wait, what? That's crazy. But Lily and Alyssa, they like hit it off, right?
Oh, yeah, instantly. They click.
Yeah.
They both want to open a floral shop. They seem to have this really great supportive friendship, which, let's be honest, Lily's probably going to need.
Yeah, probably. Because things with Ryle, are they going to get messy?
Let's just say Ryle has a bit of a possessive side,
Oh.
and things escalate
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
quickly.
Okay, so we've got a complicated past, a potential love triangle, and now hints of possessiveness. I'm hooked already.
And then Atlas shows up again.
No way.
Yeah.
The boy from the abandoned house?
Yep.
Okay, what's he doing now?
He's a successful chef,
Oh, wow.
and their reunion, it's very emotionally charged, for sure.
Yeah.
You can tell there are some unresolved feelings between them.
Oh, this is getting good. So we have a past love coming back into the picture, just as things with Ryle are heating up. What could go wrong, right?
Yeah. Well, Atlas is a pretty perceptive guy, and he picks up on Ryle's possessiveness right away. Like, he sees the red flags, and you get the sense that he wants to protect Lily.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
It's definitely going to be dramatic. And remember how we talked about the domestic abuse theme earlier? Well, things take a pretty dark turn when Ryle hurts Lily.
Oh, wow. I did not see that coming,
Yeah.
but I guess I should have. So what happens? Does Lily leave him?
Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
We can't reveal everything just yet. But I will say, Lily is faced with some really difficult choices.
Especially because, if I remember correctly, she finds out she's pregnant, right?
Exactly. And Alyssa, her best friend, who's also Ryle's sister, she gives her an ultimatum.
Oh, wow.
Basically, she's like, I can't watch you get hurt anymore.
Okay, this is intense. So Lily's pregnant. She's facing pressure from her best friend, and she's struggling with what happened with Ryle. What does she do?
That's the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes It Ends With Us so compelling. It's not just the simple love story. It makes you really confront the complexities of abusive relationships and how the past can influence the present. And then it forces you to think about the difficult choices we have to make sometimes.
You've definitely got me curious. We've covered so much, but it feels like we've just scratched the surface.
We've set the stage, but the real journey is experiencing the story yourself.
I may have to pick up this book now.
And you know what's really interesting is that the story, it doesn't shy away from exploring like the psychological side of things.
Yeah.
So we see how Ryle's past trauma, which we learn more about later, you know, how that manifests in his possessiveness and his kind of volatile behavior.
So it's not just he's a bad guy. There's like actual layers to it.
Mm.
And Hoover helps us understand,
yeah,
even if we don't agree with his actions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's important to note that it never justifies his behavior. Like Lily's experience, it's presented in such a raw and honest way, and it makes you think about how complicated it is to leave an abusive relationship.
It's so true. It's not black and white.
Yeah.
There are so many factors like emotional ties and fear and, you know, financial dependence and maybe even just that hope that things will change.
Yeah. And then on top of all of that, there's the pregnancy.
Right.
Which just adds another layer of complexity, like what's best for the child. How do you break free from a harmful situation, but also figure out motherhood?
Oh, for sure. And speaking of motherhood, Lily's own mother, she plays a significant role, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So through Lily's diary entries, we get these glimpses of her parents' relationship, and it was not good.
Right.
It was really tumultuous, and it's clear that her mother endured a lot. And it makes you wonder, is Lily going to repeat that? Like, is she going to fall into the same patterns?
Ugh, it's so true. And that's what makes the title, It Ends With Us, so powerful.
Mm.
Like, is she breaking the cycle or is it all going to happen again?
Yeah, it's a question that just hangs over the whole story. And I think a lot of readers connect with that. Like, we all have baggage from our past, you know. It's fascinating to see how Hoover explores that through what Lily's going through.
You know, going back to Ryle for a second, I'm curious about his relationship with his sister, Alyssa.
Hmm.
It seems pretty healthy.
Yeah, it does.
Which makes his behavior toward Lily even more confusing.
It does raise some questions.
It does.
What's interesting is that Alyssa loves her brother, but she doesn't hesitate to, like, call him out.
That's good.
On his actions.
Yeah.
And she becomes so important to Lily, like a huge support.
Yeah.
Really pushes her to see her own worth and to stand up for herself.
It's almost like Alyssa is that voice of reason, like the friend we all wish we had, you know, who can just see things clearly.
Totally.
And isn't afraid to tell you the truth even when it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. And I think her character really shows how important it is to have a strong support system, especially when you're dealing with something as difficult as abuse.
It's so true. And then thinking about Atlas, his reappearance, it just seems so significant.
Mm-mm.
He's like this connection to her past, to a time before Ryle when she felt safe and loved, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, he was the one who saw Ryle's possessiveness right away. Like, he picked up on it, saw those red flags, and you get the feeling he wants to protect her.
Yeah. It creates the sense of hope, like maybe there's a chance for her to find real happiness and a love that's healthy.
Right. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Hoover puts it out there.
Yeah.
And you keep reading, wanting to know if Lily's going to take that chance.
We keep talking about the deeper themes, but I want to mention Hoover's writing style, too, because she's so good at making you feel like you're in the character's heads.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Especially with those diary entries, like you're reading her most private thoughts.
Absolutely. And they're woven into the story so well.
Yeah.
They give you so much context for Lily's choices today and how what she went through has affected how she sees love and relationships.
It's true. And they also add this element of mystery because you're getting all this information piece by piece, like putting a puzzle together, but with her past and present.
Right. And it's not just the past. It's the way Hoover structures the whole thing with the different timelines and the way information is revealed little by little. It keeps you guessing the whole time.
Oh, I totally agree. There were definitely some moments when I gasped, like totally surprised by a plot twist.
Oh, for sure.
Not going to spoil anything for our listener, but let's just say there are definitely some surprises.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those books you can't put down.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen next? And just when you think you've got it figured out, Hoover throws in something you didn't see coming.
Okay, I have to ask. For someone who isn't really into romance novels, what was it about this one that you loved?
It's how she mixes the romance with real life issues, you know? It's
Yeah.
not just about a love triangle or happy ending. It's about facing hard truths and making difficult choices. It's about finding your own strength.
So it's a story that can resonate with a lot of people, even if they don't usually read romance?
Absolutely, and that's what makes it powerful. Like, it starts conversations about important things, it challenges how we think about love and relationships, and it stays with you even after you finish the book.
That's awesome. You know, we talked about Lily's journey, Ryle's complexities, Atlas's return, but I keep going back to that naked truths game from the rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so symbolic, like it was hinting at all the vulnerability and secrets that would shape their relationships.
Yeah. Such a good writing technique. It makes you wonder, what other truths are they hiding, even from themselves?
Right. And then I still can't get over that Alyssa's a Ryle's sister. Was that just random, or is there something more there?
I think it shows how connected our lives are, you know, how the people we love, even the ones we think we know, can surprise us, and how our past experiences affect our relationships, even if we don't realize it.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds like there's so much to unpack in this book.
There is, and it's worth it. Even if romance isn't your thing, It Ends With Us has something more to offer, something that makes you think and feel and question things.
It's funny you should mention the Naked Truths game again.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking about it too, and like how it fits in with everything else in the story. It's like this moment of pure honesty, and then it all gets so complicated by their relationship.
It really makes you think, like, how often are we trying to show a certain side of ourselves, you know, even with people we're close to?
Right, exactly. Like, how much do we really let people see?
Yeah.
And what happens to those things we keep hidden? Do they come out eventually? And, like, what happens when they do?
That's a big part of what Hoover is exploring.
Yeah.
She doesn't make it easy. It's messy and it's complicated, but it feels so real.
That's why it's so relatable, right? We've all had our hearts broken, made mistakes in relationships, and had to deal with stuff from our past.
Totally. And the book doesn't sugarcoat it. It shows the pain, the confusion, that struggle to get away from bad patterns.
It's true. But it also gives you hope, right? I mean, the title, It Ends With Us, it suggests things can change, that there can be a better future.
It does. And without spoiling anything, I think the ending, it might not be what you expect from a typical romance.
Right.
But it's really empowering. Like, you can get through tough stuff and choose a different path for yourself.
That's a really important message, especially with everything the book deals with.
Yeah.
It reminds you that there's always a way forward, even when it seems impossible.
It's true. And that sometimes taking care of yourself, choosing yourself, that's the strongest and most loving thing you can do.
Yeah. To put yourself first and break free from those cycles that aren't good for you.
Exactly.
You know, I'm starting to get why so many people love this book. It's more than just romance.
Yeah.
It's about being resilient, finding your own voice, and deciding on a different ending for yourself.
It is. And it's a story that sticks with you. It gets people talking, it challenges your ideas, and it changes how you think about love and relationships and the choices we make.
I'm really glad we did this deep dive.
Me too.
You've definitely convinced me to read It Ends With Us. And I bet our listener is feeling the same way. Any last thoughts before we go?
Just one. When you read Lily's story, pay attention to the little things. Hoover drops these hints along the way that can tell you more about what's going to happen or about the characters.
Okay.
And get ready for an emotional ride. This book will make you laugh, it will make you cry, and it will definitely make you think.
Does sound like I need to read it. All right, that's it for our deep dive into Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us. So if you want a book that's more than just a love story, one that will stick with you, this is it.
Until next time, happy reading, everyone.